This is Sandy Brown Jensen, and you're listening to Viz City.
And I'm Terry Way. Today we are covering a brand new gallery in Eugene. Yes. It's called the Gallery at the Watershed, and it is at the corner of 3rd and Mill. And the Watershed building itself is quite a piece of art. But first, let's talk about the gallery. It's owned by Amy Eisler Gibson, and I think we both talked to Amy. She's very outgoing, full of information. What did you see over there?
Wonderful person. You know, Terry, I've been looking at Eugene Magazine, and they have all these beautiful homes. So I sort of had that in my mind when I started looking at paintings. I went one to the other. So I was looking at paintings by Angelita Sermon. She does acrylics, what I would call kind of thicket paintings. She looks like this really dense, almost Jackson Pollock. But when you look at it very closely, there's lots of definition of trees. I could just see it hanging in one of those beautiful bedrooms with morning light pouring on it and constantly revealing different nuances and beautiful shapes and rooms right inside the painting. So I thought her work was quite beautiful and deep.
Yes, I guess a general description of what this gallery focuses on is there are some abstract, all very thoroughly modern. I didn't see anybody that's, well, no, as soon as I say that, I was going to say that does traditional still lifes, but Sarah Sedgwick does. So it's just a really, a real nice mix. The gallery is composed so far of 12 artists, all regional, some from Eugene. As I mentioned, Sarah Sedgwick, she was in Imagine Gallery, which unfortunately closed a couple months ago. So it's really nice to see that she has a new place to show her still lifes. And those are very traditional.
Well, Amy actually has a curator, Robert Kanaga, I think he said. Mm-hmm. And I believe you know him. It's my first introduction. He was there. He has wonderful abstracts. They're bright and light and full of energy. He does wax and oil, and he puts raw pigments in it.
Yeah, they're really, really deep.
Really great. Mm-hmm. And I'm still on this whole Eugene Magazine, you know, thing. I could just see one of those fabulous dining room walls with, like, all six of Robert's paintings catching the light and reflecting my beautiful meal.
Right.
I must be hungry, but that's... I thought they were really attractive.
Well, a lot of people know Robert from the gallery he had, and then he was also involved in Opus. But very few people have actually seen the paintings or the prints that he does. And so this is a real opportunity to see that part. We are talking about the new gallery at the corner of 3rd and Mill. It's called the Gallery at the Watershed. Another painter that I've seen around is Renee Manford. I kind of thought I knew her work. She's a painter. The ones she's showing in this gallery are landscapes, but this is like a whole new style, a very different, crispy, a very nice style of what Renee is into at this point.
Lillian Almeida is there as well. She does these really large figurative, maybe postmodern figurative pieces. I think we saw her at the Mayor's Art Show as well.
Yes.
They're very large and very kind of painting you can just fall in and look at for a very long time.
There are some furniture pieces, some lamps that blend right in. I wasn't sure if they were for sale or they were part of the show.
They're
by James Violette, and they're beautiful floor lamps, two of them. They're easy to overlook because they're so minimalist. They fit right into the architecture of this building, which uses a lot of natural woods and... These fit right in. It's easy to walk right by and not see them.
Jeff White's glowing landscapes, guys, are impossible to miss. They're huge, and they have this delicious essence of this postmodern take. I guess I'm into postmodernism today, but on American Romanticism. They're just large and glowing. They draw you into the gallery.
Well, and Amy said that she has some plans. She's only been open 2 weeks, but some of the plans are to have events there, art history lectures. She has had painters in there. I know Sarah has used the studio for her painting studio a couple of times. Amy plans on doing more of that. She plans on having technique workshops, poetry readings.
Well, she's very involved with Create Eugene, which is the month of August. I hope all our listeners are aware that's coming our way. I think it's a really big deal being sponsored by the Lane Arts Commission, and she's very involved in that as well.
Right, and the plan is for the gallery to spill out into this beautiful courtyard that is part of the Watershed building.
has a giant fountain.
Yeah, I can see in the summer that's going to be really wonderful. The gallery is almost right next door to Rye, so it's real easy to have dinner or something, then go around and check out the gallery scene.
Or vice versa.
Or the other way around. Mm-hmm. Either way will work. So we've been talking about the gallery at the Watershed at the corner of 3rd and Mill. The new owner is Amy Eisler Gibson, and we certainly wish her well on that venture.
Absolutely.
This has been Viz City. I'm Terry Way.
I'm Sandy Brown Jensen.